Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by Sickle CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you to create the content. Everything you see there in the main column of the front page was created by listeners like you. And as you're surfing around the web, you find something interesting you want us to know about, you want other listeners to know about, you submit it to the site, and then everybody can vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. So go and get interactive and create the content for the site at freetalklive.com, and thanks for doing that. Also, coming up, we'll tell you about how to vote for Free Talk Live this year in the Podcast Awards. So stay tuned for that, too. But your calls are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever you want. Michelle, I want to come back to the question here in a little bit, but we're going to go to the phones first. The question is, you said last hour that you'll never vote again. And I'm wondering if...
I lied. I voted for Free Talk Live.
Oh. All right, we'll come back with the
voting and re-elections.
Right, the voting discussion here in a moment with Michelle. But first to Jermaine, listening in Utah. Jermaine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Jermaine, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your show last week. I think it was the three of you were on it talking about the one-child policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Michelle that mentioned Bill Gates should just stop vaccinating
babies. Africa.
Right. I thought that was kind of interesting because I caught a video on YouTube recently, and Bill Gates is giving a presentation on CO2 and global warming, and he has this equation. It's something like CO2 equals people times services times energy per service times CO2 per energy unit, or something like that. And he says we need to get CO2 down to zero, or almost zero. And he says if you know your algebra, then you know one of these variables has to be almost zero. And as he says that, the P in the equation for people or population is highlighted on the screen behind him, and people in the crowd kind of chuckle. But he says, and I can almost quote, now if we do a really great job with new vaccines, healthcare, and health reproductive services, we can lower that variable by 10 or 15%.
Talking about people, you mean?
Talking about people, right. If we do a great job with vaccines, we can lower the population by 10 or 15%.
Do you think that's what he was talking? Like, was he intentionally talking about people, or was that like a mistake?
No, it's very clear. If you Google Bill Gates vaccination population, you can come across the video. But he made it very clear that's what he was talking about, and that's what he was trying to lower. He started off by saying the population is 6.8 billion, it's going to be 9 billion, and then he makes that statement right afterwards.
Interesting. Creepy. Thanks for the call, Jermaine. Gotta let you go. Weird talk back coming from your phone there. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
It's interesting that he's, you know, doing this vaccination thing, and at the same time, you know, wanting people to have fewer children. You know, it's interesting. I mean, you want to save people. Obviously, people that live have children. People that don't live don't have children.
Well, this discussion coming on the footsteps of our discussion, as he mentioned last week, about Ted Turner, who's this huge media mogul guy, coming out and saying that he thinks that that people should be restricted to having one child. Pretty crazy stuff. Very dystopian craziness is what – it's just hard to describe the madness behind thinking that you know best how many children people should have, the hubris of the mindset that it would take to believe that that you would be able to decide, that you know what an appropriate level of family planning is and how many kids everybody should have. It's very, very strange and very creepy and scary.
Yeah, it's bizarre stuff.
So let's get back to the voting discussion. Then we have to get back to Detroit, because we never really even began to scratch the surface on what's happening there. But I was still interested, Michelle, in getting your response to the question of, well, what would it take to get you to vote again? Is it even possible? Are there a set of criteria by which you would say, oh, well, now I think I could vote again, like I could accept doing that, because you're pretty vehemently against it?
For myself, there is not a single criterion that would cause me to vote.
Why is that?
Because I simply do not think that I have the moral right to to elect somebody to govern you. I am an absolute proponent for self-government. Personally, for me, and we've talked about the fact that I'm a Christian, I ascribe to theocracy for myself. You know, there might be something that I may want to do or whatever, but I, you know, as I understand God, I submit myself to that. So maybe I'm nice to people that I don't like. So self-government. I believe in self-government as far as...
Me too, but why does voting necessarily mean that you're attempting to impose a way on someone else?
Well, if I'm voting, then I'm hoping that a particular person is going to be elected, right? So I'm condoning that person overseeing or making legislation over you.
I don't know if I really feel like it's a condoning of anything like that. I think that the idea behind it, for me at least, is that I can see that this, I agree with you that the system sucks and that I'm not, you know, I don't like democracy and I don't want to rule over anybody else. I don't have those desires.
Not democracy.
And
that's not democracy.
Representation.
Right. Yeah. In a democracy, you do not elect people to rule
whatever,
over.
Whatever, Mark. You know what I mean. It's okay. Democracy, republic. It's all people ruling over other people, whatever way you want to slice it. I understand the subtleties of what you're saying. And I used to be all that, well, it's a republic, as though that meant anything significantly different. It just means you're democratically electing people to rule over you rather than having the mob rule directly.
I don't have a problem with other people if they would like to form alliances and create governments for themselves and vote. Go ahead. You notice I didn't tell Dennis Goddard that I thought he was an idiot or clueless.
No, I noticed.
That he ought not to do what he was doing. I simply, as long as I can opt out...
But you can't.
And say no.
But you can't opt out.
Do you say I cannot?
No, they've got a cage they'll put you in if you don't, they'll take away your home if you don't pay property tax.
Well, that's why I sold both my homes.
Yeah, but you still, by renting, you're still paying property tax.
I disagree with that simply because, say my rent is $1,000 and the mortgage is $1,200. I guarantee you that full $1,000 is going to the bank. It's not going to it.
I understand what you're saying, but in general, renters are paying
property
tax.
I never paid property tax, and I owned homes for 11 years.
But the landlords of the homes that you live in
Landlord. I didn't pay property tax, so I don't know what they
really
do. Yes. I don't know what they do. I haven't paid capital gains,
well,
property tax.
Well, that's like voting and saying, I don't know what they do with the ballot. Come on. I mean, you know what they do.
I happen to know that...
The vast majority of landowners pay their property taxes, otherwise they don't own their land for long.
The person from whom I rent right now, my rent does not meet their mortgage.
That happens in the marketplace. It's certainly true, but,
sometimes property taxes are built into a mortgage as well, so that you still may be paying a portion of the property
money's
tax.
Money's fungible.
But
So that's just, I guess what I'm saying is that is, that's my choice, right? To not participate in the process.
Sure, of course it is.
Right.
But, would it bother you at all if there was a situation in which... Because my concern is that, like, I get what you're saying. I'm living free. I'm living as free as I can, and I can live pretty darn free. And if people leave me alone, then that's great. There are lots of ways in which they won't leave you alone. They'll continue to come after you. And if they're not coming after you, there's a good chance they might be coming after you, your friends or your family members. And when those things happen to you, and there's just not enough people out there, Michelle, who are willing to stop paying property taxes. And there aren't. Maybe someday we'll get to that point. But right now, there aren't enough people that are willing to stop paying. And there aren't very many people willing to stop obeying. Most people are going to go along to get along, and they're going to obey whatever stupid, arbitrary laws are put on the books. And you could say to yourself, well, that's fine. If that's what they want, then that's what they should have. But there are a lot of people who don't want that. It's just they don't have the courage to say no. They don't have the gumption within them to
stand up. So I have the courage to say no, but I should start saying yes so that
I'm not suggesting you do anything. I'm questioning your motives, and I've got another question for you. You can do, as you said, whatever you wish with your time. If you want
to
vote.
Yeah, I have voted, yeah.
You voted for Andrew Carroll, right?
That's right, a Free State Project participant. More coming up here. You can take control, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. We've got the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's wiki. .freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. Get paid, and you can promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com. get a hold of Karen there and get started. DelValleySilver.com. There was a tragedy in Karen's family last week. Her daughter was murdered by a serial strangler in Pennsylvania. There's a fund there that you can help with her granddaughter, the trust fund. I'm going to be donating to the, maybe I've, I think we sent a check in already. So I'm not entirely certain whether it's going to be this week or was last week that we donated. My wife takes care of the money, but you can get involved too at DelValleySilver.com.
Didn't we set up a donation link, Mark?
Oh, yeah, it's gift.freetalklive.com. Thank you very much for that, Ian. It's called gift.freetalklive.com.
She's a lovely girl. Very sweet, beautiful smile.
Little granddaughter?
She has a daughter, yeah. 5 years old.
All right, so our number here, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Talking about voting. And, Mark, you had a question for Michelle. You didn't quite have
your turn to beat up on me now. Come on.
I hope it's not portrayed as I'm beating up on you. So, you know, you've suggested, and I've heard the rhetoric before, maybe you haven't used this exact rhetoric, but that, you know, the state has institutionalized violence. Why would I, use a vote in order to have institutionalized violence set upon another individual, which is essentially what the government does. You know, it finds groups of people it wants to go after for whatever reason. In some cases, it's all of us. And, they use violence to get what they want, threats and that kind of thing. And I totally get that idea that you don't want to use violence to send the government after other people. However, I think we would both agree that, you know, for instance, that the state's really a tool that, you know, for instance, if you're locked in a room with some people and you know that those other people are going to use that gun if they get a hold of that sitting in the middle of the floor against me and my family, that maybe you would scramble for the gun, too, in order to get it away from the people who would use it to, be more threatening towards the rest of the group. And that's the way I view voting. I view voting as self-defense. I don't want taxes and things set upon me and my family, and I don't want them on other people's family either. That's the reason that I choose to vote. And what I would hope for is some friends to help me out.
Okay. Do you believe in taxation without representation?
I think that taxation's theft whether you have representation or not.
Well, ought I to be represented if I'm not paying taxes?
Should you be representative? I don't know that it really matters.
I don't participate in that process.
You don't participate in that process.
You paid taxes the other night at dinner we had last night.
The state. So I thought we were talking 9%. Federal government. Well, and then let's like
distinguish. No, we're talking about voting.
I don't care what you're talking about, the town meeting or the presidency. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't recommend voting for the feds. I don't think
the higher you
that.
Go up the ladder. Mm-hmm. The less your vote counts. So I can totally get the argument that it is a statistically insignificant act to vote for the president. If I were to be able to retract my vote for president and vote for the for somebody else, it wouldn't matter because of the way the votes came down in New Hampshire. The same people would have won, the same people would have lost, and it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered even if somebody different won. It would still have a warmongering a-hole.
But what I'm trying to point out is my vote really didn't matter in the presidency. It wouldn't have changed the person at all.
I'm sorry, Michelle. We haven't been talking really about federal voting at all here. We've been talking about more.
We just only talk about state.
Local, in New Hampshire.
The more local you get.
As Mark pointed out, in New Hampshire, it's incredibly local compared to a lot of, even the state government is much more localized compared to the other governments.
And, we talk about the Free State Project, and I'm not sure how it's perceived by people outside, but within the Free State Project, there is a spectrum. And, I had Thanksgiving with the Lawlesses, and Chris Lawless is a selectman, and he's involved in getting people elected and things. And so within that spectrum, I would say he's maybe at one end, and maybe I'm at the other end. And there's really room for all people
spectrum. If it sounds like I'm saying that there's two groups here and there's a schism and one of the groups bad people, it's not true because, I could be convinced that voting is immoral. If I could be convinced, I would choose not to do it. I will not do something that I think is immoral in that fashion. But I am not at this point, up to this point, convinced. So what I'm doing is I'm challenging your beliefs in order to find out what's true for me. And if in the process you can find out something that's true for you, mm-hmm. I'm for it.
So but you mentioned Chris Lawless.
I've got one more analogy. I was at a prison.
I love it that you love analogies because I get those.
I was at a prison. I was not housed at this one. A friend was. And on this prison, they had, instead of a fence, a line drawn on the ground, in the concrete. And if you cross the line, instead of a fence, it took nothing to cross the line. But if you'd cross the line, the friendly and competent state workers that were armed there would show you deep, rich, beautiful shades of red and pink that you didn't realize were housed within you. And they in fact, it took nothing to act to be free, but there were consequences, and all of the people who were housed within chose not to cross the line. Now, the state isn't as competent, and the line isn't as clear in when you're talking about voting and all, you know, the whole governmental apparatus, and some people can choose to be more free than others can choose to be, but the fact is, there are lines, and the government will come and do things for you. But if you were to change the rules that says the line isn't there, suddenly everybody would wander about freely. And what I'm saying is that we can move some of these lines to the point that other people have more freedom. People that are within the circle and choose not to step out because they find it dangerous.
Okay, great. So if you feel called to lead people in that direction, to participate in that, then that's great. And so I'm coming at it from a different angle, and maybe I will lead or encourage people to do that. And so by working together in conjunction, even though we're actually approaching it from a different angle, we are both essentially working to eradicate the state. You're working to limit it.
I don't know that our you know, goals are that much different. I don't you know, as far as I'm concerned, a person should be able to opt out of the governmental process that I think is best for me. So if they can choose to opt out, then I think we want the same thing. Isn't that so?
If they can choose to opt out, correct.
Right. So actually, we want the same stuff.
Well, okay. Well, wait a minute. I mean, you mentioned Chris Lawless, who we've had on this show before. He was the organizer of the Liberty Forum last year.
Yes.
He's not organizing it this year, but he did it for 3 years in a row and did a great job. I think it was 3 years. And so you had dinner with him. Clearly, you're on good terms with him.
Yes.
And you mentioned that he is a selectman, which is like essentially the town councilor position here in New Hampshire. That's basically what that means.
It's more work than it is power.
And, well, but it is a political position, and they can do things, and, you know. So I guess my question is, would you prefer to see somebody like Chris in a position like that, even though it is power and all of that, or would you prefer to see a sadistic, you know, communist in that position?
That's called a false dilemma.
No, it's not. It's a very realistic choice that you were like
one or the other.
Would you like to see some in power in other towns right here in Keene?
Somebody ran against him. Somebody ran against him who was likely in favor of greater control over other people's lives. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Yeah, we're rehashing the voting conversation, but we've never had it with Michelle before. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there free, including our mobile site. You got a smartphone? Just punch up m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams, our podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click on Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through the process. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about voting and also different approaches to achieving liberty in our lifetime, because I happen to think that voting is still the most ineffective way to achieve liberty. However, the methods I believe are the most effective are the least likely to be adopted by most people. That's the paradox that I've found to be the case here in New Hampshire so far. I moved up here back in 2006 because I was frustrated with activism opportunities down south. I'd spent my life living in Florida, and I moved here to New Hampshire, and I was pretty burned out on the idea of the political system at that point. I was very excited about civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I saw that happening up here in New Hampshire, which I'd never seen happen before in the liberty movement, and that was the real draw that got me here. It wasn't because of the representatives. It wasn't because of the voting, or it wasn't because of anything that was going on. In fact, there wasn't really anything of significance to point to as far as political success 4 years ago.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple of elected individuals.
No, not 4 years ago. I don't think so.
Joe Winters was in. I know that much.
No, not when. He was elected after we moved here.
I don't believe that's.
I think you're wrong about that. You might want to double check. So I moved up here, and it was because of the disobedience. And I thought, man, this is the key. This is a major factor to achieving liberty in our lifetime. I still believe it's an important, a very important factor, but. unfortunately, most people just aren't going to get on board. And maybe someday that'll change, Michelle, and I hope that maybe you can be a significant factor in helping that happen. But from what I've seen, even people within the liberty movement that understand freedom and understand the viability of things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which is a very also powerful form of you know, working toward change, that's kind of when they come after you, you don't do what they demand of you. I think that those things could still be very powerful, but I just don't see people adopting them. I don't see them embracing them. I don't see them doing anything to, you know, to really move those ideas forward. There are a few key people up here that have got involved in civil disobedience, and that's great. I've been one of those people that has gotten myself involved in it, and, you know, we're all going to end up spending some time in jail as a result of doing the things that we've done, and maybe that's going to help get more people up here, and that's kind of the hope, is that the civil disobedience will attract more people here to get active and do more things. But I don't see any significant groundswell of civil disobedience leading to any significant change. I mean, we had a real great success story with the smokeouts, the 420 right. celebrations that were going on here, and the nightcaps as well, where people were openly doing things that were civil disobedience, like open container, open marijuana, that kind of thing. And that was a major success in that we created essentially a demilitarized zone where the police left us alone. And that's great, but that doesn't mean they left everyone else alone. It doesn't mean that that same night that we were out enjoying our time in the park, and you were there for a number of these, Michelle,
yes.
those same nights that we were out doesn't mean the police weren't going down the road, pulling somebody over, searching their car, and then taking them to jail because they found a joint. Now, I'm not saying that happens all the time, but it does happen. That does happen, and then people are being victimized whether or not we're doing civil disobedience. And I understand that you can brush that off by saying, well, if people want to be ruled, then that's fine. They can be ruled. But many of the people that are being arrested for drugs don't want to be arrested for drugs. And the only way they're going to stop being arrested for drugs that I can see in the near future, you know, beyond some mass acceptance of non-cooperation where the court systems get clogged up with people and they have to stop prosecuting drug crimes, would be to change things through the system to where these legislator types tell the police people to stop enforcing these bad laws or repeal
the
laws.
In California don't even care if those are the laws. I mean, they came out and said with the most recent proposition that would have legalized marijuana, they said, we're going to continue to enforce what we want to enforce.
So then you get down to a situation. I realize I'm going on here, but then you get down to a situation
just
like...
Just tell me when I can talk.
Yeah. Well, like you've got... I'm coming back around to where
can
I was
vote on it?
A moment ago with a free stater who you mentioned was a selectman.
Yeah.
Now, the people in these roles typically have the ability to do things like hire a police captain or to select that person, whoever that job's going to be. So like here in Keene, the city council, they're in charge of all of the bureaucrats. So they can say, this police chief, he's out of here. We're bringing this guy in. So somebody like Chris Lawless, who is the selectman that you mentioned, who you're friendly with, but you wouldn't vote for, if, let's say, he gets voted in, and or he's in an election where if he's elected, they'll have enough people on the city council or the town council to replace this power monger, sicko freak, sadist police chief with somebody like a Brad Jardis, who is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or somebody who is going to, their first day as police chief, is going to say, all right, boys, no more enforcing the drug laws. They wouldn't even have to change the laws. This cop could just say, this is not what we do in this department. We don't enforce these bad laws.
Or it's the lowest priority, I think, is the way
to do it. Well, that's a chicken-esque way to do it. But any police chief could make that statement, Mark. They could simply say, no, we're not going to. We have discretion, and we're not going to enforce these laws. So you get into this fictitious scenario here, which could be real, because we've seen elections won and lost by one vote, where Chris Lawless, let's say you lived in his district, and Chris Lawless loses the election because you didn't turn out and vote. It's not all your fault,
because
somebody else could have voted.
I didn't vote.
Well, there's lots of people that don't go and
but
vote.
But you could have gone and voted, and you could have turned that election around. But you said during the break that a little piece of you would die inside if you went and voted, and that's why you don't vote.
No, I didn't say a little piece of me would die inside if I voted. I said, I feel that if I were to compromise my moral beliefs, then a little piece
by
of...
By voting. Compromise
well,
your moral
in,
beliefs
in
by
any,
voting.
In any way.
Right. So that a little piece of you would die inside.
Yeah.
So knowing that...
And there'd be less of me to, you know, be a feisty, feisty.
And we certainly don't want any less of you. There's no doubt. But then you've got a situation where this person who could have changed the face of the aggressiveness of government, sure, they're still going to attack, sure, they're still doing terrible things in general, but this person could have brought on a new police chief to stop enforcing the war on drugs, to actually help these people that have gone to jail would not have to go to jail. How many people over the next 2 years during that next election cycle will end up being arrested and have their lives ruined because this sadistic police chief continued on? Would you have a piece of you die inside as a result of that?
No. That sadist that was voted in, what it could have, should have, he or she could very well go, oh, it was such a close race. I need to moderate some of my views if I want to be elected again. Or we see it in election after election. Or what happens if, like, for example, I know he wasn't elected and voted in, but someone who we all know is Alan Greenspan. He radically changed his beliefs on the gold standard.
Yeah, he used to be in favor of gold. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in the same, if you apply that same thing to an elected official, their minds can be changed either way. And, you know, I have proposed that loving people to liberty is very effective. And I really don't see how me voting for somebody to make rules for you and I to abide by is in any way
so wouldn't bother you. Wouldn't bother you if another 100, maybe 250 people in your town were put in a jail cell during the next 2 years because of this sadistic police chief that could have been replaced had somebody actually gone out and voted for the Liberty candidate? God. That wouldn't bug you at all?
Taking my words and twisting them.
No, you're saying you won't vote, and your vote could have thrown this election in the favor of somebody who would use less aggression against the people. For me, that's worthwhile. For me to see that possibility of people who normally will not do anything for themselves. They will not stand up. They will not disobey. They will not refuse to pay. They will obey. They will jump through the hoops.
Do you have CD Evolution fundraisers?
CityEvolution.org. Yep.
Do you have fundraisers for that?
I do.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves or bring up anything. And don't forget, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We could use your assistance. It is that time of year. It is the podcast awards time. In fact, they're going on for another few days, going through the 15th through the end of the night on the 15th. You'll have another couple chances to vote. You can vote every 24 hours between now and then. So please take a moment and go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down to the politics/news category. Select Free Talk Live. And there are also some of our other liberty-oriented friendly shows in the other categories, like Free Domain Radio, School Sucks, and The Pirates of Savannah. You can select those if you know or are familiar with them as well. But definitely the very bare minimum, vote for Free Talk Live, the podcast/news category at podcastawards.com. All you have to do is fill out the quick form down at the bottom with your name and email, click submit. They'll send you a verification email. You click the link inside that, and you are done. It is a quick process, and it makes a big difference for us. We're up against some heavy competition this year. The guys that won last year,
yeah, they beat us last year.
We're not
just blowing smoke.
No, they're in again this year, and Dennis Miller, who is a national known radio personality and comedian, he is also in the running this year.
If you see Wheels Off Liberty in the running and you think, oh, I should vote for those guys, they've already thrown their support behind Free Talk Live.
That's
so
true.
You can vote for Wheels Off Liberty by voting for Free Talk Live.
That's right. We'll be giving them the honorary vice winnership.
Yes.
I've been voting for you.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that. Again, please just take a quick moment and go to podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live in the political/news category, and then you can do it again in 24 hours. And I think one more time, 24 hours after that, until the end of the 15th. So please do it. It makes a big difference for us. Podcastawards.com. All right. One more question, Michelle, and then we're getting right back to the phone calls here because people want to talk.
Can someone please call?
Well, believe it or not, people want to talk about voting. So we're talking about that voting and whether or not to vote. Now, a lot of the people that are anti-voting, as you are, you have sworn off voting for the rest of your life.
For myself.
Right. Now, a lot of the people that are anti-voting are also evangelical anti-voters. So do you have that same viewpoint? Are you interested in converting people into not voting? Do you want to make it so no one votes? What is your goal? Is it just a personal thing for you, or are you trying to actively recruit non-voters?
I don't believe I try to actively recruit people to do anything except for eat more healthy.
Okay.
I mean, really.
So you don't care if somebody else is a voter, even though it burns you on the inside to violate your moral principles. Doesn't bother you if you see other people doing it. You're more likely to just leave them alone.
It amuses me.
Mm-hmm.
I think, why are you doing that with your time and your resources and your money? Go plant a garden. go start a business.
Well,
go do
you're not going to start it. It takes, I don't know how it is for other people. I drive to the voting location, I vote, and I come back, and I think that it's a sum total of a half of an hour.
Your little sticker that
I don't wear
I voted.
A sticker.
Red, white, blue. Woohoo!
I don't know where the sticker is. Patriotism. Patriotism doesn't do that much for me. But you really can't do too much in a half an hour you're not going to start a
business. You can do a lot in a half an hour.
Plant a garden. You might write a letter to an old friend and create a new relationship that you hadn't before, but then you have to spend more time cultivating it.
You can see people at the voting location, too.
Right. That much is true. Voting doesn't cost you that much in time or money.
But you're not trying to recruit.
Did Gandhi vote?
I don't have no idea.
You're not trying to recruit people into not voting, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just curious, because some people in the not voting camp have this utopian view that they are going to successfully convince everyone to stop voting. And even if
I don't believe in utopias, first
of all. Even if they could do that, it wouldn't make a difference. Because what's more important is to convince people to stop paying and to stop obeying the government.
Which I guess I do suggest that to people.
I highly would suggest people do that. Because as long as people...
Yeah, I do endorse that one.
If people don't... First of all, it's never going to be the case that people all stop voting, because the government bureaucrats will always vote for themselves every single time. They will vote for their system. They will vote to perpetuate it. And so that's just completely unrealistic.
Lending their legitimacy to it.
Yeah, and then if people were to actually stop obeying and stop paying these government people, then it would all come to a screeching halt. That really would make a difference. But people stopping voting, it does absolutely nothing to stop the government, because they will continue to tax, and as long as people will pay. They will continue to create regulations as long as people will jump through the hoops.
So I got my first job when I was 13 years old, other than babysitting, and I did not pay any taxes. I guess Social Security was taken out, but so I haven't paid into taxes even before I was of the age to vote. So I try to lead by example.
Let's go to David, who's listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, I believe. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello,
David. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm thinking lots of stuff while you're talking. Mostly, I'm thinking I vote. I'm not going to try to convince anybody to vote, but I vote, and I'm thinking it could be, you can, like, do some actions if you vote, hopefully by somehow dismantling from within type of thing.
We've seen it happen. I mean, there's evidence that that is possible. There's evidence it's happening now here in New Hampshire. So I think you're right, David. And it's the fact that those things have been shown to be possible that has convinced me to get back on board with some more inside-the-system activism. I know there's going to be a couple of Free State Project participants who are going to be running for political office out here. And I've always done what I could to help those folks when they do it. And hopefully we'll see more inside-the-system stuff out this way here in Keene coming soon.
Yeah, I mean it sounds good to me to work from within and from without.
Absolutely, a multifaceted approach I think is completely the appropriate way to do things, because not everything is going to turn on everybody. Obviously.
Oh, David says it and it's great. And I said that and you both were like, rah, 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 rah. I got it from you, from Dennis.
What are you talking about? I fully support people doing different things.
Okay.
Just, my only argument is that by not voting, you're leaving something out that you could have an effect with.
Well, and also the not voting crowd, there's a tendency to suggest that voting is not moral. And if voting's not moral, moral suggests that it's not just immoral for one person. Like, it makes me feel bad. Because, there's lots of things out there that may make me feel bad that aren't immoral. But, if the stand they take is it makes me feel bad, okay, fine, whatever. If the stand is it's immoral, then what you're suggesting is that I am doing something immoral, and we need to talk about that. That's an accusation.
Well, I have an interesting take on morality, actually, that I definitely believe that there are universal oughts. You ought not to steal. You ought not to rape. You ought not to murder. Now, would I steal to feed my children? I might. And then I'd, go, try to repay them somehow. But I might just do that. Do I believe in abortion? Absolutely not. Would I, if I, there was a point where I had cancer and I had three young children and I was getting a divorce. And I thought, if I were pregnant right now, would I have an abortion? I had to ask myself that question and thought, maybe. cancer, you know, causes pregnancy causes your cancer cells to speed up, and I'd be leaving three kids, and they didn't have a dad, and you know, so I mean, like these things, like I, so for myself, so I wouldn't go bomb abortion clinics, I wouldn't tell anyone they couldn't have an abortion. Instead, what I would do is say, would you like to come stay in my home? And I will help take care of you until you can have this baby. Or, you know, I mean, like, I would provide, so I don't go out and campaign and say pro-life or pro-choice or whatever. I just, like, can you just leave me alone? I just want you all to come over when I do a port 411.
David, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I guess not. But, thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Kay is in Texas. Kay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi, Kay.
Okay. Hi,
Michelle. You caused me to call in by saying, yes, this is Kay. Michelle, you caused me to call in. I was thinking about it anyway, and you said, oh, please, somebody call. I went, okay, that's me. I just got your show for the very first time. You are a great radio personality, girl.
Well, thank you.
I don't know how long you've been doing this, but this is wonderful. I just love what you just said about the abortion and the stealing and the oh, great.
Where are you calling from?
What do you have to say, Kay?
Oh, what I have to say is that I heard you for the very first time in the car on the way home, and I got home and put you on the computer, and I was hearing Michelle talk about how she hadn't paid her property taxes, and how can she tell us how to perform that for ourselves?
That's a great question. And by the way, may I ask how you are listening on the radio? Where are you at in Texas?
I am outside of Austin.
Oh, okay. So you're listening on an Austin station?
I don't know what I was. I was just flipping through. I just caught it and, okay, and stayed on it.
Good
and
question, so though. Michelle, do you want to address that?
Sure.
How did you not pay property taxes? Because I've heard of people have not paid property taxes, and I would love to know what to do.
When I owned my first home, it was near San Diego, and it was in an unincorporated town. And so it was a little, you know, set up a little differently than I think incorporated cities. And it was not part of my mortgage. My taxes and insurance and mortgage were all separate. And I just simply didn't pay them.
Were you able to sell the house down the line?
Yes.
Did they ever put a lien on it?
No, they didn't.
Well, thanks, Kay, for the call. More coming up here, and hour number three is next. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll dig a little further into that conversation in a moment.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.